Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada. Svadmana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sanghan. Kritvaiva Triptin Vajatak Sadaiva. Vande Guru Sri Prabhupada. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara. Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 20, Studying the Structure of the Universe, Part 5, Shaka Dvipa.
Srila Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit.
Outside the ocean of milk is another island, Shakadvipa, which has a width of 3,200,000 yojanas, or 25,600,000 miles. Just as Kraunchadvipa is surrounded by its own ocean of milk, Shakadvipa is surrounded by an ocean of churned yogurt, as broad as the island itself. And in Shakadvipa, there is a big shaka tree, from which the island takes its name. This tree is very fragrant. Indeed, it lends its scent to the entire island. The master of this island, also one of the sons of Priyavrata, was known as Medhatithi. He also divided his island into 7 sections, naming them according to the names of his own sons, whom he made the kings of that island. The names of those sons are
Purojava, Manojava, Pavamana, Dumranika, Chitrarepha, Bahurupa, and Vishvadar.
And after dividing the island and situating his sons as its ruler, Medhatithi personally retired and entered a forest suitable for meditation. His purpose was to fix his mind completely upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For these lands also, there are 7 boundary mountains and 7 rivers. The mountains are
Ishana, Urushringa, Balabhadra, Shatakesara, Sahasra Srota, Devapala, and Mahanasa.
And the rivers are
Anagha, Ayurda, Ubayasprishti, Aparajita, Panchapadi, Sahasra Shruti, and Nijadriti.
The inhabitants of those islands are also divided into 4 castes,
Ritavrata, Satyavrata, Dhanavrata, and Anuvrata.
These 4 castes exactly resemble Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. They practice pranayama and mystic yoga, and in trance they worship the Supreme Lord in the form of Vayudeva.
The inhabitants of Shakadvipa worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vayu with the following words. Antak pravishya bhutani yo bibarti atma ketubhi antaryamishvara sakshat patu no yad vashe sphuktam.
O Supreme Person, you are situated as the Supersoul within the body. You direct the various actions of the different airs, such as prana, and thus you maintain all living entities. O Lord, O Supersoul of everyone, O Controller of the cosmic manifestation, under whom everything exists, may you protect us from all dangers. Recorded July 19, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa.
All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Follow.
The gopis continued to pray. Dear Krishna, we are always busy in our family affairs. We therefore request that you remain within our hearts as the rising sun, and that will be your greatest benediction upon us. So we should always remember that the gopis are liberated souls eternally because they are fully in Krishna consciousness. They only pretended to be entangled in household affairs in Vrindavan. Because of their separation from Krishna, he might have asked them to return with him to his capital city, Dwaraka, when they met at Kurukshetra after a long time. But the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis, were not interested in the idea of going with Krishna to Dwaraka. No, they wanted to remain busy in Vrindavan and thus feel the presence of Krishna in every step of their lives. So immediately they invited Krishna to come back to Vrindavan with them. This transcendental emotional existence of the gopis is the basic principle of Lord Chaitanya's teaching. The Ratha Yatra festival observed by Lord Chaitanya is the emotional process of taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani refused to go with Krishna to Dwaraka to enjoy his company in the atmosphere of royal opulence, for she wants to enjoy Krishna's company in the original Vrindavan atmosphere. Lord Krishna, being profoundly attached to the gopis, never goes away from Vrindavan, and the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan remain fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness, even in feelings of separation from Krishna.